Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to the first day of the 12 days of Slashmas. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Santa Todd.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Bah humbug. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
We're getting the Christmas cheer out early. So, Kruger. Dan,
I'm already disappointed before you throw it to Kruger. You have no Christmas lights up. At least Pugs has got a few back there.
Oh, I've got a ton. They're just not
Not where we can see them.
That Christmas tree butt plug does not count just because it lights up.
It's 28 I'm just mad degrees.
That Dan didn't call me Krampus. Like, he called Todd Santa. He could have called me Krampus, fucking asshole.
That's true. Well, I got the beard. I guess I could just as easily be Santa, but...
And you didn't call Pugs Black Jesus. Like, what the fuck?
Well, there you go. If you want to be Black Jesus, you can be Black Jesus. It's a free country. Damn,
you just called him Black Jesus.
Shut the fuck up, Todd. So
the Black Grinch.
I'll do it from outside next time, but it's 28 degrees. We got... This is like...
All right, like no one cares, man. Kruger, go ahead.
Yes, explain. Shut up, God. Go ahead, Kruger.
Anyways, so what this is a slasher special. So what we do for our slasher specials is rate and review a slasher, and then at the end of the episode, we eliminate a slasher off the list we compiled from other episodes, leaving us with our top three slashers, aka our top three final girls. Since this is our first episode, we're going to be reviewing four slashers tonight to compile our list. And so it's the first episode of the 12 Days of Slashmas. Hope you guys enjoy these. These are probably my favorite episodes that we do because I'm a slasher fanatic, and I sure as hell love me some Christmas slashers.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited. So we'll kick it off tonight with our first film of the evening, which is a 1980 slasher film from director David Hess, that's right. Krug himself, and this one follows a group of teenagers at a party who find themselves being stalked by a maniacal killer in a Santa Claus costume. All right, so Kruger, is this a first time watch for you? I know this is the one that a lot of people never saw for some reason.
Yeah, I've never seen this, and I was pleasantly surprised when I found out that there was another Killer Santa movie. And fuck, man, this delivered for me. You know, the opening kill really sets the tone, and there's so many good kills in this that were like really surprisingly well done with the gore and everything. This is just like slasher, like 80s slasher fucking goodness, you know, like they still had that grid of like, you know, those kind of similar to, you know, like I would put it on par to something like Friday the 13th, even with like some of like the way the gore looked. And I mean, it just looked good. And it was definitely familiar territory that I enjoyed the hell out of. The women also are all fucking hot. Like they fucking casted a really good set of ladies on this scene and or on this movie. And also, like, when it goes into sex comedy angles, surprisingly for a guy that's not into those type of things, it was kind of entertaining for me. there's also, like, awesome one-liners, which for an 80s slasher, you got to have those. And some nice twist at the end with a satisfying finale. So overall, this is fucking a hidden gem in every sense of the fucking term. And you know, the fact that it was directed by Krug is just kind of like a little cherry on top of the sundae for me. But yeah, I had a good time with this, and I highly recommend it. It's going to become a yearly watch for me now.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Pugs, what did you think?
Well, a couple of my favorite movies take from this, so that's pretty awesome. It has a Scream vibe, which I totally dig. There's some Friday the 13th shit going on in there. And yeah, the girls are cool. There's a head in a shower that is fucking incredible. I'm like, how can I get one of those and actually make it work? So, yeah, I like this one. I've seen it before, but it didn't stick with me. I think it'll probably stick more this time. Yeah, I think David Hess did a good job for his one and only. This is the only thing he did, right?
Yeah,
only thing he directed. Yeah, sadly.
Mic drop. It's good. I dig it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd, before you go, are you holding anything? Are you holding it against the film that Santa didn't make anybody piss their pants?
I am not, but it would have been better if they did. But that's, you could say that for anything. I'm going to cut Dan off at the pass. I know he was very excited. Mr. Dan Stryker was in this.
Harry Reams.
There you go. Yes.
Harry Reams.
adult film legend. So Dan was excited for that. 30 seconds is all it took.
The pilot, right? Yes.
I think it's funny because Jennifer Runyon gets this like top billing, name above the credits on top of the cover. And the only thing she's been in that's of note was she was the girl in the beginning of Ghostbusters who gets all the cards right when they're doing the telekinesis thing. And she was Chachi's girlfriend on Charles in Charge for like 2 seasons. So
she did some TV movies. I mean, she wasn't a name, but I don't think they could afford names on this one.
I just think it's funny. It was above the title in 1980 when it was even less. It was 4 years before Ghostbusters, but okay. Now that I have, you know, nothing about the actual movie said. Yeah, I do really enjoy this one. It's not my top Christmas slasher. I won't say what is yet. Well, I can because it's not even in the running. Silent Night, Deadly Night, and there is, you know, that's my gold standard. But this one hits everything else. You know, Krueger mentioned the good kills. A killer Santa is always cool. And it doesn't hit all the cliches we see later. It's still, it's a very early slasher in the cycle, and it's one of the better ones.
Yeah, you know, and this may have been the case for you too, Pugs. Back in the day, I never loved this one, and I think I liked it a lot more this time because of the Blu-ray presentation. It just looks a lot better. It I think I probably saw it on a shitty like VHS for the first time. This is actually really, really good. I don't know what didn't do it for me back in the day, but the kills are good. As Krueger said, the ladies look amazing. And it's just fun. It just has that sense of fun that I think some of the better slashers need. And it's not scary. I don't know if it's particularly suspenseful. The budget shows here and there, but I think he did an amazing job. It's a shame he didn't do more, but I don't think this was a huge hit, and that was just, you know, it was a one and done sort of deal. I don't think he really made money off of it. I remember meeting him at Chiller and bringing this up once, and he didn't have a whole lot to say about it, so I don't think he probably thought highly of it. But if you haven't seen this, I mean, it's not, like Todd said, Silent Night, Deadly Night, but it's not a bad movie, man. I don't know. My memory on this one, I guess, wasn't very good because it has everything you could possibly want in a slasher. I dug the arrow through the neck kill. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, dude, so sick. Yeah. And how they call back to that kill in the finale was nice, too.
Yeah.
Did you say arrow? Did he say arrow? Scorpion?
Cross. No, arrow. The kill, not the label.
Oh. Sorry.
Todd was like ready. It's like
fucking.
No, I was doing something else. I was producing.
Oh, you're all good. And fucking also like the throat slit by the fridge. Like that was probably my favorite kill. And they went with like a nice little practical effect on it. It could have like, you know, they could have went cheap and just, you know, did, you know, just the little blood trickle on the neck, but they went with a whole, like, you could see the where the part of the throat was cut. Kind of reminded me of something we saw recently in that movie Famine, where it kind of looks like a Pez dispenser. That was that was really sick. Also, the crossbow kill, it definitely was like out of nowhere, and like I love that it was like on a couple having sex too. I was like some straight up Friday the 13th type shit. Also, the axe to the forehead looked good, like God damn, like all the kills in this, man. Like, this is, if you're a guy who is like me, who loves just watching slashers for the cheesiness and the kills and, you know, good practical effects, this one delivers, I think, in all of that. So, I honestly, man, like, you know, Silent Night, Deadly Night's not my favorite. We'll be covering it. So, we'll talk about that once that gets there. But this may go down as like, probably like number three. Like, this is right up there with Silent Night, Deadly Night for me. And I recommend it to any fans of slashers. So why don't we rate this bitch?
Real quick, I did have a couple little like tidbits that Jennifer Runyon did not know Harry Reams was a famous porn star till someone told her.
Everyone else did. Yeah. Yeah.
And then another tidbit was that the cast and crew all slept in the mansion. Like, they got to stay there. It was shot in Santa Barbara. Oh, yeah.
It was probably awkward. You think Reams was probably so coked out at that point. He just came and was like, which one am I fucking? And he just, like, drops his pants.
There probably a couple of days. They may have not let him sleep there.
I was going to say, yeah.
And, definitely her and, I guess, Forrest Swanson were dating at the time. He was the, I can't remember his character's name.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was lame that we have a character named Polanski and nobody gets killed in a hot tub. but, you know, it is what it is.
All right.
I don't know what was wrong with me. This one's actually really good. Check out the Blu-ray if you can. I guess it's out of print, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
All right. So all right. On a scale of 0 to 5 stars, guys, in case you're new. Kruger, what say you?
I was tossed up between a 4 and a 4.5, but I got to go with 4.5 on this, man. Shit was fucking good and was a pleasant surprise, and I'm fucking pumped for the rest of fucking Slash Ember.
Absolutely, and Pugs.
I'm going to go with a 4, and I was with, like you, Kruger, going between 4 and 4.5. The only reason I'm not giving the extra half is because I'm still confused about that crazy bitch at the end, but we'll talk after spoilers.
Yeah, I am a 4 also. I was going back and forth, but yeah, I landed at a 4. Dan, what's under the hat?
I am a 4 as well. It's not elite level for me, but it is still very, very entertaining. This is one that I'm glad I revisited because I never thought super highly of it. But now I do. So there we go. All right. So moving on to our next film of the evening, which is a yearly favorite for me, and that is Santa's Sleigh, starring Todd's favorite wrestler. And this is from director David Steinman and follows, after a millennium of spreading Christmas cheer, Santa Claus, played by Bill Goldberg, reverts to his demonic self and gives the gift of fear. All right. So, Todd, you want to go first on this one? Because I know you just love him, you know, all those epic matches he had.
Well, since we're not talking about wrestling, Kruger, why don't you go? Me and Dan have actually talked about it during the commentary.
Yeah, we have a story after, yeah.
So, I have put this movie off like the fucking plague since it was at Blockbuster, bro. Like, I just always thought this movie was going to be a piece of shit. So I had never watched it up until...
this is your first time?
No.
Okay.
So I had never watched it up until last year. And it was free on Vudu, and I needed something to watch. I was trying to kill some time. So I sat down with it. I was high as fuck. But goddamn, did I have a good time. And revisiting it this year, it still holds up. This one is a fucking good one. The opening dinner scene has just so many good kills right off the fucking bat and sets the tone for the craziness of this fucking movie like so well that I feel like if I would have like rented, because I straight up remember this movie back when I used to go to Blockbusters before they went out of business and shit. Really, and nice. Fucking... I remember just being like, I'm not watching that piece of shit with Goldberg in it. Like, fuck that.
Same but, here.
There's so many good kills in this movie, and it's such a, like, fucking, like, cool Christmas slasher because there's so many like Christmas kills. There's kills with menorahs, Christmas wreaths, fuck, even stripper poles, yes. Candy canes too. Fucking the dialogue is over the top as hell and cheesy as fuck. Like it kind of reminds me of that movie Drive Thru we just reviewed. Like it's so over the top. And like offensively funny at times, but like it's so good. And also, like Santa's bad shit crazy backstory, how he's the son of Satan, like fucking awesome. And like the costume design, and like Santa's gigantic fucking what, like buffalo reindeer looking motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
Like he's badass as fuck. And, like, he kicks more ass than he ever does as a fucking wrestler. Give him, like, more Santa Slay movies. Stop fucking wrestling because you suck at it. Oh, but you know what? For you fuckers that do like Goldberg, even though he's a fucking piece of shit and he sucks at wrestling, fucking, he does do a spear in this movie, too. So you got to fucking get props for that. Like, fucking this movie just hits all the right bells and whistles and is a cheesy good time. My only criticism would be a couple of things towards the end, like, were, like, so cheesy. Like, it wasn't out of place, but, like, it had me, like, rolling my eyes, and I was just like, okay. All right, you're going a little too far now, motherfuckers. But still, this is a yearly watch for me as well.
You know, it's a good thing Goldberg played this role and not this wasn't the Mel Gibson Santa one we got. Because can you imagine the kills? Can you imagine the menorah kill? Holy shit.
That still needs to happen.
It's definitely not Fat Man. This is about Pugs. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely adore fucking Santa Slay. Like, I was like, you guys, I'm not watching that piece of shit. But it happened to be on Spike TV one day. And I was like, no fucking way it's this good.
Was it after Impact? Because they used to do that.
They did. Maybe. I didn't really watch Impact, though. So.
Okay.
But that opening scene, I'm like, this is just too good. So I stopped it right there, and I went and got the movie. And I was so glad I did. Yeah, I think this movie's fucking great. All the kills are cool. It is really, really violent. Like, shockingly violent for a Christmas movie. That little boy is retarded, or excuse me, dumb as hell. Like, this girl is like begging for him to put his candy cane in her mouth, and he is just plain dumb. And I was like, you're killing me. But yeah, Goldberg, this is the best he's ever been, and he should really just end it now because yeah, he sucks. Yeah, this is the best thing he's ever done. I love this movie, and I got nothing but good things to say about it, and I highly recommend it.
Did you know he met his wife in she was one of the strippers. I think the one, yeah. I believe that he has his face in her crotch on the ceiling. That is his wife. I'm pretty sure. I know she was one of the strippers.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I do too. I did want to say that girl who was trying to get the candy cane went on to Lost.
Yes. Like, yeah, she was already on it by the time this finally came out.
Well, yeah, by the time it finally came out. But yeah, again, I was like, I have no interest in watching Bill Goldberg as Santa Claus. I think Dan's the one who finally got me to watch it a few years back. Yeah,
like, dude, I've
been about 5 years
matter.
Now, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, it's not been too long because, you hadn't. And I was like, it's like, dude, I know you might hate him as a wrestler, but he's good in this.
If he would have brought some of that to the fucking ring, that would have been amazing.
I would have been okay. He worked a match as Santa.
Yeah. Santa Claus.
He could have. Yeah, there you go. Him and Balls Mahoney could have went at it. But yeah, it's so goddamn entertaining. And no one's brought up the awesome Rankin Bass parody where we get the little, I guess, claymation. Or stop motion. Stop motion.
Yeah.
But that part's fucking. What other like killer Santa Claus movie could you get that away?
Get away with that.
Get away with that. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
We even get Debo in this.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many funny lines. This movie was underappreciated as hell. I figured when I knew they were making it that I'd like it. But I was like, Jesus, this is actually really good. It hits the tone that they're trying to go for. I mean, I love like the grab that Amish group outside. There's so many lines that I forget about that are so fucking funny. And even the simple kills, like when he just like fucking like sidekicks Chris Kattan into the mirror. I mean, it's so good.
You get pictured Bret Hart the entire time.
some of James Caan's line in the open or in the beginning of that segment are just hilarious.
Oh yes.
Some we can't even repeat anymore.
Yeah, most you can't to Kattan. And you know what's ironic? Right. I think he did Elf the same time.
He was wrong. He was a whole one, but that's an
good. One of the best parts in the whole movie is when the girl is handing Nicholas the Transformer present. Oh, yeah. It's just a gun, and he's like, "What are you, retarded?"
How did Debo not fight Goldberg? We needed a Debo Goldberg.
On set.
I'm good never seeing Zeus get back in the ring. Thank you.
Zeus probably took Goldberg's U chain.
Oh man. This movie is so good. I feel like there's a lot of people that are like, and just didn't watch it. Guys, obviously it's comedic, but
well, there's three of us so here good. Who all did that, so and then one
yeah. look at us now.
Check it out. It is a gem. It is a great Christmas horror comedy. It's so good.
And if you want to go back into the archive, our first, I want to say our very first Flesh Wound Radio show.
Yeah, audio only, but yeah.
What was a commentary for Santa Slay.
Yes. Yes. You can go back.
One of our very first, at least.
You can go back and visit that. So yeah, guys, check it out. Maybe we'll get WWE Films Santa Slay 2 with Ryback.
Well, you've been pitching that for years, but why would Ryback even make sense now since he's like left?
Well, who's there that would make
sense? I don't want a fantasy book this time. Let's just move on.
Fine. Kevin Owens. He's kind of short. Oh, fucking Strowman. He's injured now. Go make a movie.
There you go. Strowman makes the most sense. You happy there, Dan? Now, Dan?
Yeah, we both.
Now we can move on.
All right, Kruger, what do you rate it?
I'm a 3.5. I really enjoyed the hell out of this movie, even though it's like over the top as hell. And yeah, if you like this movie and you want a non-Christmas slasher with a similar tone, I thought Drive Thru kind of was channeling the same spirit. So.
And Pugs.
I have way too much fun with this one not to give it a 5, so it's going to get a 5 from me. It's just fun.
It is.
It is. I'm a 4.5, so I was between 4 and 4.5, but this one, yeah, too much fun.
I am a 5. I love this film. I really do, guys. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It'll put a smile on your face. I mean, as long as you know what you're getting into. Yeah, you will dig it, I think. All right.
And if you're a wrestling fan, come for the spear through the deli counter, because that's is glorious.
Yes, which didn't take him off his feet, which was interesting. It's like, good job, Saul, not selling
that. He no-sold it. He's like, fuck this goddamn bastard.
All right. So, our next film, moving on, is... A newer one. It's been out there for a little while, but it is. So I'm dying to hear what.
Are you skipping Jack Frost there?
Oh, no. All right. I got the order mixed up. Jack Frost. All right. So I should say this is not the Michael Keaton one, which was a big thing.
That's the one I watched, though.
Oh, well, shit, dude. All right. Talk to us about Batman Frost.
which was supposed to be Clooney Frost, and you can see it if you look at his face.
True story, though. My local video store back in the day, I have to think they were just messing around, but they did mix those up a lot.
That's how I first fucking saw it.
Oh yeah!
Oh, awesome.
I would on purpose. I'd go and I'd switch him because I was an asshole.
What's Frosty doing in the shower? All right, so
Dan's gonna get excited later because I've been to those locations.
I know. Fuck.
I'd like see.
All right, let me read the description first.
Please.
All right, so director Michael Cooney, Jack Frost from 1997. He's chilling and killing, and he's got ice in his veins, and he's given cold-blooded a whole new meaning. His name is Jack Frost. All right, so
Dan was a little too comfortable with that name.
I was about to call it out too, but it's cool. What the fuck?
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
What's wrong with Jack Frost now? All right. I
don't know the director's name, but okay, too.
I was talking about that too.
That's fucked up. All right, Kruger, what did you think about Jack Frost? I feel everybody's got a story on this one. When did you first see it?
Fucking way too young. Like, I saw this, like, fucking, dude, I was a, like, baby. Like, I was way too young to be watching this shit. I think actually, like, my parents tried to rent the Michael Keaton movie and they got this fucking movie instead.
It wasn't me. Just like, fuck
it. And a dude, like, fucking, I remember the bathtub scene fucking me up. I didn't understand why it bothered me so much until later, obviously. But, like, I just remember it being like, fuck, I hate fucking goddamn snowman now. For like a good portion of my childhood, I hated fucking snowman. And like my goddamn plastic snowman I had on my fucking front porch creeped me the fuck out because it looked like goddamn Jack Frost. So yeah, I fucking love this movie. It's like I said, fucked me up as a kid. Jack Frost in the movie comes off like Chucky. At times, and like I love that, especially with like the one-liners and his character too, when he's human and when he's, you know, a scientific abomination of a snowman, are both equally good. Like, I kind of want a prequel of just watching Jack Frost kill motherfuckers.
I want,
like,
that,
because he was awesome. The over-the-top story, too, is good. Like, you know, it has another – this is another one of those slasher movies that has, like, a crazy over-the-top tone. And, you know, it can get wacky at times, but it's fucking all good fun. The setup with the police vehicle crashing into the liquid nitrogen explosion, too, was awesome. And the melting scene had some good practical effects. And there are a couple of decent practical effects in this movie. And the kills are good. You know, if you're a kill guy like me, there's a bunch of stuff in here for you. And especially that infamous scene with the fucking, with somebody getting raped to death by a vegetable, that in itself fucking fantastic. So, also, like, there's like a scene in here where like just Jack Frost's mouth gets all huge and just he just bites some motherfucker's head off with icicles for teeth and looks cool as fuck. I mean, it's cheesy, but still cool. And overall, yeah, classic that traumatized me as a kid. Watch it every year and fucking love this movie.
Yeah. I used to go around throwing snowballs at my brother, just going, "The fucker's a snowman. The fucker's a snowman." What'd you think, Pugs? What was your first experience with Jack Frost?
I don't really remember my first experience, but I just remember it's the killer snowman. Yeah, I got to watch this fucking thing. Yeah, it's fucking cool as shit. You pop it in and you're like, oh, it's probably going to be good. Not going to be great. I'll be goddamn if I didn't have the time of my life watching this fucking thing. And also, like, I wanted to be that snowman with Shannon Elizabeth. Like, that's just a good time. Recently, I saw it at the Egyptian Theater. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It's when the Blu-ray came out with the lenticular cover. You guys remember when that was?
The Vinegar Syndrome.
Yeah. So they had that at the Egyptian. So that was really cool. And I was like, it can't be. It won't be that packed. It was fucking full. I was like, this is awesome. I'm glad this movie's finding an audience. But yeah, it's brutal when it has to be, and it's funny throughout. This is just a good time all around. And I know, Kruger, you said you saw it when you were too young, but I think it's for all ages. So, yeah, I love this movie.
I was in seeing American Pie, and I think when Shannon Elizabeth popped up, I'm like, Jack Frost. I wanted a chiller to go up to her and just go, just like cold apple pie. And
one thing I did want to say too is watching it this time around, I watched the Joe Bob Briggs version, and he mentioned that the actor that played Jack Frost fucking did like all the character work too. He wanted to do all his own stunts and all the character work inside the snowman outfit and everything. I just think that's so fucking cool. And he did the same for the sequel, which hopefully next year we can cover.
Yeah. Yeah. He was also in a World War II movie called Straight Into Darkness, where he's like a Todd type crazy dude.
Yeah. He's a really good character actor.
Yeah.
Was that the Jeff Burr one?
Yeah, it's actually one of the better things Jeff Burr did. Yeah. What did you think?
He made Pumpkinhead. Calm down over there.
Were you working at the video store at this time? Because
no.
Oh, okay.
No, I was not. It's funny. I was going to bring up the fact he did all the character work too, because that's really fucking cool. I don't know what year. I want to say it was when it had to be the first year it came out, because that cover and I rented Everything Horror, but I found it, loved it. It's become a staple, so much so that when my wife surprised me on my birthday on a Big Bear trip, the first thing I wanted to do was go to the other side of Big Bear and go to the... It's weird, though, because it's like a ghost town, and like... When you're driving, it's like, because it's not on the good side of Big Bear. You have got to drive all the way around to the other side. And it's like, I felt like everyone was looking at me out the window and fucking, it was like dead. The hotel was all boarded up. So I could not go get into the bathtub. Sorry, Dan. But you could see everything there. It looked the same. I have pictures of it somewhere where I'm in front of the hotel because I was excited.
There's some guy that was like selling you Polaroids. He took Shannon Elizabeth.
Unfortunately not, but so I've been a fan of this one for quite a while since it came out.
Yeah, this is a tradition I keep, like, I mean, shit, now I mean I watch it at least once a year, so I've seen it quite a bit. And
yeah, this is actually the earliest I've watched it. Normally I can do it a little closer to the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, low budget film, but man, they make everything work. I mean, the sled decapitation, I think was the first. I didn't do it.
Dude, how about that the kill on the old lady too, with like all the ornaments and stuff?
Oh yeah,
that was another one that bothered the fuck out of me when I was a kid. Like, dude, like I said, this movie traumatized the shit out of me for a good portion of like my life, because like it just like, I don't know what it was. I think just seeing such something that I saw my whole life as, you know, a happy thing, just straight up murdering and raping motherfuckers was just like too much for me. Cause I just remember the ornament kill just being like, oh my God, like what the fuck? Cause just like seeing all the glass in her head and just the way he ties into the tree, that visual was burned into my brain. And like, I was like, for the longest time, no, I don't want to watch that fucking movie. It scares me too much.
You know, one of the most fucked up behind the scenes things on this movie, Christopher Alport, who played the lead, the cop, he died in the snow, an avalanche in 2008. So old Jack got his revenge.
We need to make that movie now.
He finally got his,
But yeah, man, if you haven't seen this one too, I mean, again, it's become a holiday staple for, I think, all.
Pair it with Santa's sleigh. I think they're both over the top as fuck.
Yes.
And that's a good double feature.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what else can I say about it? It's just, it's phenomenal and so funny. So, all right, I guess we'll go ahead and rate it. Kruger, what say you about Jack Frost?
I am a 4 out of 5. I do love this movie. Even though it does have a couple of flaws here and there, still a good time, yearly watch for me, and highly recommend it.
Absolutely. And Pugs?
Not going to beat around the bush. This is a 5. This is highly entertaining. Enjoy yourself.
Okay. is it any doubt it features snowman rape that it's not getting a 5 from me?
I am a 5 as well. I think the first time I saw it, I didn't notice that he removed the carrot. And then by the second time, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I have some stuff to talk about that actually in the spoiler section. So say
that. Absolutely. So yeah, I'm a 5 as well.
I had Bugs Bunny the shit out of that carrot.
I was.
All right, so our last one, our newest of the evening, is from the good folks behind Gator Blade Films and director writer Sean Donahue, and that is Cannibal Claws. It's Christmas Eve and Santa is out and about spreading joy with the hatchet and some barbecue skewers. Cannibal Claws is the modern day tale of a mall Santa who's down on his luck at Christmas time. And instead of staying in on Christmas Eve, he decides to go out and punish the naughty.
I want to go first.
Yeah. All right. So before you do. Yeah, I think I made a joke that you needed to record your family's reactions to this because you did watch this one with your family. So yeah,
I'm about to get into that. So this movie opens up with an Albert Fish quote.
Yes.
And says, children are tasty. And like Dan said, I watched this with my family. And the first thing I hear blurted out is, after, you know, seeing children are tasty on the fucking screen, is no wonder Dan recommended this movie.
Oh, man. That's fine.
So this is obviously a super low budget film, but you kind of get that out, you know, right away. The opening scene with Cannibal Claws telling his boss to go fuck himself is funny. And Cannibal Claws as a character, I will say, is hilarious. We get a lot of sleazy shots with him with his tongue out perving on motherfuckers. And I think that's pretty awesome. I also I love that scene where he's just got the bag of, you know, his goodies getting all ready to that, you know, generic ass rock tune. It's like goofy as shit. Unfortunately for me, the gore wasn't up to par. It just straight up kind of just looked like meat you got out of a market. There's one part too where he has a hand that you could just straight up tell is a glove and it doesn't look good at all. And also the gore on the flashback scene, like the idea was cool. And I like the fucked up present in the box, but I do wish it didn't look so dollish. We get a random montage scene though where Cannibal Claws is decorating a tree with like titties and Christmas lights and various scenes we already saw flashback for like way too long, and that's about the time I started to check out. There's also like these horrible crunching eating sound effects and fucking like also a stabbing sound effect that just straight up sound like fucking some stock sound effects you would get off of a, you know, website program. So it started out strong, but honestly fizzled out for me. I don't regret watching it, but it's probably not going to be more than a one-time watch for me unless I'm going to watch it with some friends to shit on it.
See the Death Squirt Service movies, though, which we reviewed, because, yeah.
We'll get to that.
We'll talk about it. Pugs, what say you? Cannibal Claws.
I love those Death Squirt Service movies.
Yes.
Yeah. And that love has transferred to this because I had I was taking on this sleigh ride and I was with it the entire time. It is to that so bad it's good stuff, but dude, you can't cross Albert Fish and the Santa Claus and not have me like this fucking thing. Only thing that could have made it better is that he actually ate children. He didn't really do that here, but I guess that's how he started off, but we'll get into that in spoilers. Yeah, it's just sleazy and dirty, and yeah, dude, I liked it a lot. There is a part where it drags, and I think that's where lost Kruger. But I was sticking with it because for me it ended strong when he goes back to his boss and does what he does. So yeah, it's a good time. It might become a regular rotation for me. I liked it that much. And I respect all of them for stretching that budget.
I liked at the beginning where he's like, I'm taking it out of your check. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, and his those two thicker girls in there. Fuck yeah. Go Santa.
Go Santa. That's another one off my list. I was going to coin that. That's all right. Now that I'm thinking about it, we didn't mention there was quality nudity in To All a Good Night. So just throw back to that. Yes. I did.
You know I'll point out a titty.
I know. Okay.
Come on. How long
have you been? I must have been producing. Or just tuning out, Dan.
That's mean.
I don't think it's up there with the Death Court Service films, but I think those are all better. But being the fact that I really like those films, this felt right in tune with them. And you know, as you did say, it kind of drags at one point. I think if it wasn't for that, it would be up to par with the others. It just need a little bit more to it. Little bit more.
It's like Bad Santa meets Death Court Service, just not
smoothly
as it could go together.
Not as bad, not as escort.
So you guys should go back and listen to our Death Court Service reviews. Those movies are like just pure sleazy fun. There is like every kind of nudity you could want. Those movies are basically pretty close to porn. This is similar. I'll get the bad out first. It's 67 minutes and it feels padded. That is an issue. A lot of it did feel like maybe they had like a 20 minute short and they stretched it. But I still had fun. Bob Glazier, who plays Santa and is also in the Death Court Service movies, which again, I think we all recommend for you pervs out there. He still has some moments. That's the scene where he's like perving behind the tree as though a full grown man couldn't be seen. And then she hangs the Christmas ball on his dick. That was so funny. And he had he had some good lines. How you like to deck these balls, man? Was funny. And I always wanted a face hole. I mean, these movies are so fucking sleazy. You feel like you need a shower afterwards. This is the similar formula. Believe it or not, there's a ton of nudity in here, but it's a lot less than Death Court Service because they cram it in. I mean, it's just fun. I mean, the girls he kills in the shower, there's not a lot to say about it. It's in a way, it's nothing you haven't seen before, but Bob Glazier, man. I believe he does this for real. He's probably a really nice guy, but I believe he has probably done this for real, that they found him in an alley somewhere and he just fucking kills people. That's how I choose to see him.
I'm going to say right off the bat, this is not going to be for everyone.
Yeah.
If you do not like the Death Court Service films, you might just want to pass on this one. Yeah.
Definitely guy movies.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And if you're not forgiving on budgets, it's not probably not for you either.
Yeah.
All right, so do we want to rate this thing?
Well, I want to give a 10 to the girl in the shower that had the Sam tattoo from Trick or Treat. So she's a 10. But Kruger, what do you rate the movie?
I'm a 2 out of 5. And Dan, I guess you just called me a woman, so I'm just going to add that to the list.
I said the woman in the shower, the Sam tattoo.
Oh, no. Career 10.
That's fucked up. I did not. Pugs, what say you?
I want to give it a 5, but I can't. So 4.5. Nice.
I'm 3. I'm realistic.
Yeah, so. I have to give it a realistic 3 too. The Death Court Service movies are much higher up for me, but I like this. Now, again, this is a very specific audience. Again, these are guys' movies.
I'm not a guy, apparently.
No, well, you didn't give it a 0. I mean, you did.
I didn't like it, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh, that's what you were. I thought, all right, well, my bad. It's My bad. Sorry. Don't kill me. we were only one star separated. But
I just like said, don't kill me. Don't tell him what to do, Dan.
So anyways, yeah. Oh, and there are others from, you can get these on Sleazebox. They actually put out Ghoulish Tales, I believe. They like make them die sleazy. They're all very much like this. So if you like this
formula, subscribe to our Patreon if you want to watch me sodomize Dan with a fucking candy cane.
And also subscribe to the Patreon if you want to watch Ghoulish Tales. And if you want to watch his commentary too. So
yes, Flesh Moon features at Patreon.
You can watch that shit for a dollar.
Yes. All starts at a dollar.
And the cock-sucking director gets nothing.
Oh yeah, that is true. Yeah, beat him up. So it's also fleshwoundfeatures.com and check out the eBay stores.
We still have more business to do, Dan.
I know, but you went there first, Todd. God damn it. All right. So,
well, no, that wasn't a kickoff to do the whole outro, Dan. All right. Well, so normally now is where I will remind everyone what the films are and what is up for elimination. Yes. But we did them all this show, but I'll do it for just for a reminder. We have up for elimination of the four. We're going to end up with three when this show ends. So one has to go. We have To All a Good Night, Santa Slay, Jack Frost, and Cannibal Claws. I think I know who's getting eliminated. So, Kruger, you want to go first?
Yeah, I think it's without saying Cannibal Claws, get the fuck out.
Pugs?
To All a Good Night.
Wow. All right, I'm Cannibal Claws, too.
Yeah, this was a rough lineup for poor Cannibal Claws. So, sorry, Bob.
I tried a little.
Well, that's all right. I mean, it was in good company, I guess.
It takes nothing away from any of those movies.
No.
Not at all.
Because we eliminated New York Ripper in the last one, and we all loved it. Yeah. So you never know. So that's the fun. So next week, or next tomorrow, I guess. Well, you have to tune in tomorrow to find out.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So before we take off, should we? Do you want to outro now before we go into spoilers?
Yeah, absolutely. So we already did fleshwoundfeatures.com and Patreon at fleshwoundfeatures. We really appreciate your support. It all starts at a buck, and we do put content on there. We're not lazy. I know a lot of people are. We're not. We put stuff up there,
and it's uncensored.
Yes. So there's.
And stuff Dan's afraid to put on the YouTube because he's Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We tell sex stories on there, actually.
And Dan uses the N-words.
I do not. God damn it.
Okay. Subscribe and tell me I'm wrong.
Fucked up.
I don't care. He'll say it if it gets a subscriber. That's messed
up. And support us on the social media bullshits. I will steal it just because you're being mean to me.
It's all right. Pugs gets to do the whole outro at our end now. No more Dan. Okay, so here we go. There's your warning. It's spoilers time. Okay, who has spoilers? Start with All a Too Good Night. To All a Good Night.
I have a question. Why was that bitch dancing? That's the only thing that kept me from being in the
park. I think it was just like showing that she went batshit crazy.
That's what I got.
Just for the reveal? Yeah.
Oh yeah, because the reveal was it was the sorority mother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that made her go cuckoo.
I think it made her go crazy. Well, then you know, watching all her friends get massacred, I think that was kind of just you know the fucking the thing that broke you know that snapped the string.
All right,
per se,
straw that broke the camel's back. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little unusual, but yeah.
I just wanted to say though, like once we did get the reveal that it was the sorority mother, I thought it was a really good twist to put it that, you know, fucking to have it be the cop as well and have it be more than one killer. That was nice. And it was totally channeling Pamela Voorhees vibes. Like, I loved when they were like, she was just talking about, you know, you killed my baby. You killed my baby. You know, that shit was really well done. So I did this. This movie impressed the shit out of me. Like, just this is everything I love in the slasher wrapped up into a holiday movie. So I'm fucking I'm giddy with this one.
Yeah. It was like Friday the 13th, Last House because of the parents, and Scream because there was two killers. I like that part a lot.
That's what Dan didn't enjoy about it.
God damn. I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. This time, it added a lot on Blu-ray.
All right. I know Dan just didn't get it again. I don't really have anything spoiler on this one. Is there anything?
No, else? Not on this. But do check it out. How bad out of print is it now? Is it like
$50 super... out of print?
All right. Well, it may still be worth it for you guys, but you could turn to 100. It could be a tick situation at some point.
All right. What is our next one, Dan?
Our next one was Santa's Sleigh.
All right. Any spoilers on that?
I wanted to talk about the strip club scene and how tremendous it is. Like, just like, it's so good because, like, the setup, you get like a super Christmassy kill with him, you know, fucking killing the dude with the wreath, and nice effect on the eyes once he, you know, he yanks it and the fucking eyes go completely bloodshot. But yeah, dude, the fucking strip club scene's by far my favorite. Like, just him, you know, first off, just, you know, massacring everybody, then straight up fucking going like he was about to powerbomb that one chick with his face in the crotch. And then, you know, takes the stripper pole, electrocutes motherfuckers with it. It like
sanitizes it such first. A good scene.
Yeah.
Timely.
It was so good. And like that movie, like, it's just so batshit crazy, but fucking it's such a surprise that, like, with a shitty cover, you could still get a good movie.
Absolutely. There's some really bad Christmas slashers out there. When they're bad, they're bad.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we don't have too many of those in this.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. So the next one we did was Jack Frost. I don't think I have any spoilers for that.
I just want to say Snow Tits was funny.
That's all I got to say.
I wanted so desperately to dress as Jack Frost and go up to Shannon Elizabeth. If I could have.
Dan was such a pussy. He wouldn't even ever sign a Jack Frost picture. I didn't want to offend her.
She used to pretend she wasn't in it. She was on, I think, Conan O'Brien or Leno, and said that 13 Ghosts was her first horror movie. She completely, like, tried to pretend. Well,
that's because Jack Frost is a Christmas movie.
You should have screenshotted the bathtub scene, had her sign that shit.
Dan thought I was going to offend her and all this other shit. She's at a horror convention. She knows what she's going to sign. Plus, she has that shit on her table.
She was, she did have like Playboy type stuff. So I was like, well, okay. So you're getting,
I don't know, like, she actually got fucked by the carrot, dude.
She might have, maybe.
Oh my God. Can you imagine she sells carrots at her table?
Oh, sign now a that, carrot.
That, okay. I'll give you props if you do that, but Dan'll never do that.
It would be funny just to like set the carrot down and just see how long it takes.
I would ask her to sign a carrot. All she can do is say no, dude. She might get mad, but fuck her.
Is there any way to preserve a carrot with this?
Get a plastic one. Don't do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dan's like, I know I'd like to stick them in my ass.
I mean, I guess you can get a dildo carrot if they're out there, but then you're crossing some lines.
Okay. So
I want Dan to go get a back piece of that scene and have her sign his back.
I would do it. I would absolutely get a tattoo.
I got $100 on that for you, Dan.
Maybe just like the scene with the icicle teeth and then just chilling.
No. The rape scene in the bathtub.
like on my entire back.
Yes,
the back piece.
Your work. I'll start talking about her charity shit first. Your work really inspires me. Is like so much so that and then she, the handlers would like be, like just getting you out of there.
You know so what? Fast. I'm up to 150, Dan. I'll give you $150 towards this happening. Doesn't have to be cover.
That will be on Patreon. Black and white. Okay. We would get the entire tattooing on Patreon if I did it.
Perfect.
But
when
the needle's going to hit him twice and he's going to be done.
You know what's fucked up? If we put like a GoFundMe for that, it'd probably like have like 10 grand or some shit.
Let's do it.
all right. So our last spoilers, Cannibal Claws. I don't think I really have any spoilers for it. But yeah, Bob Glazier is awesome. That's all I can say. And Kruger, hopefully check out Death Squirt Service. You might enjoy
this. No, I'm not going to check out Death Squirt Services. If I didn't like this, I'm not going to do that, bro.
Death Squirt Service is better.
Yeah, they are better.
I think we should make him a highlight reel.
Hmm? Yeah.
Anyways, fucking, I did laugh when fucking Cannibal Claws did put his dick in the tree with the ornaments, though. Like, that shit was fucking funny. And then also fucking when he's pissing on the fucking blood to wash it off the top, like that stick, just that shot was. I was just like, God damn, that's fucking nasty. So, I mean, it did have that, but, like, I wish the gore was better because it did have potential for me, but it did not do well in the end.
Did your family like it?
No, they checked, or one of them checked out. Well, actually, I think both of them checked out once we got to the fucking candy cane up the pussy hole.
Well, next time, you know.
I like that it foreshadowed how dark he was going to get when he switched out his teeth. He's like, oh, these are my fuck shit up teeth.
All right. I think
we hit our spoilers.
We
all right. Well, does anyone have anything else non-spoilery before we start to wrap this episode?
No, but guys, be sure to weigh in as always. If you liked these films.
Whoa. Pugs is going to take us out.
I was taking us out.
Yeah, what point were you making, Dan, before I interrupt you?
That was it. I was just saying, like, feel free to weigh in. Maybe
I was going to make a point, too, to say if you enjoyed this video, check out our Slashtober special that we did in October because yes. We reviewed, what was it, 13 slashers?
13 slashers. We're actually doing more for this one because we're doing 12 days and we're actually doing 15 total, I believe, because for the first day.
So, yep. Absolutely. So please sure to check that out, like Kruger said, and then follow us across all the social media bullshits. And I hope you're having a happy holiday. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever the fuck you celebrate. Festivus. Just Feliz Navidad. Everyone, say good night.
Good night.
You forgot Life Day, so.
Oh, I'm a bad fan.
You're canceled. Ho, 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 motherfucker.